And now another Lenten connection. Here's Darren McDowell.
Have you ever stood on the edge of something or been in between two realities or two worlds where you can't go back, but going forward is not yet possible? It is like standing on the edge of a swimming pool or sitting in the waiting lounge of an airport or hospital waiting for what is to unfold. On Holy Saturday, we experience this liminal space of in-between time. It is often a space of helplessness, waiting, loneliness, grief, and perhaps even meaninglessness. Have you ever felt moments like these in your life? This is the space we celebrate on Holy Saturday. Jesus, our Christ and King, has died. Our friend, the one who gave us meaning and purpose. All has now been lost, obliterated by the events of Good Friday. We, like the disciples, now sit alone, helpless, lonely and sad in the grief of Holy Saturday. The disciples, and perhaps ourselves, do not know what will happen next, what they're supposed to do or who they're supposed to be now that Jesus has been taken away from them. Easter Sunday, whilst perhaps an idealistic hope for some, remains a very unattainable reality amidst their current pain, sorrow, and lamentation about all that could and perhaps should have been. The invitation here is for patient waiting, a sitting with the darkness of the tomb and death, waiting for that which can only be hoped and longed for in the future. Like the disciples, we who are so used to the active life of problem-solving must come to a place of quiet stillness. The invitation is to spend time learning how to sit with those more difficult feelings of loss, helplessness, loneliness, grief, and meaninglessness. We do this, though, in hope, waiting patiently for the promise of the Lord, "I will rise again on the third day," and "Once I have prepared a place for you, I will come and take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too." We might pray, "Lord Jesus, help me to wait patiently for your promise of resurrection from the pain, loss, and grief that is part of my own life story."